Happy Sunday. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another Esteem Scene show here on Southend City Radio. So today's show is about capability, not the easy kind, but the kind that shows up in spite of obstacles. It's about the truth that having an illness, disability or problem doesn't erase what we can do. In fact, it often reveals it. Despite pain, people create. Despite fear, people speak. Despite limits, people break through. Sometimes the word despite feels heavy, like you're dragging your challenge with you, but it also proves I did it anyway. And in spite of adds that rebellious spark. In spite of. I'm not just surviving with a problem, I'm thriving because I refuse to be stopped by it. So today we're talking about despite and in spite. Knowing that you did something, you created something, even though the problem was big, but you did it anyway. This is where we're celebrating the small wins, the big wins, and all the wins. And we are our own cheerleaders for what we have achieved. Let's have a song.
How can I just let you walk away? Just let you leave without a trace. When I stand here taking every breath with you. Ooh. You're the only one who really knew me at all. How can you just walk away from me when all I can do is watch you leave? 'Cause we shared the laughter.
So we're talking about doing things in spite or despite issues. Here are some people who also made that incredible choice and self-commitment despite and in spite of issues. So let's think about Beethoven. He composed some of the greatest symphonies despite going completely deaf. He couldn't hear the notes, but he still shaped music that echoes through centuries. Evelyn Glennie, a world-class percussionist who is profoundly also deaf, she listens to music through the vibrations that she feels in her body and in her feet. In spite of deafness, she mastered rhythm in a way only, I wouldn't even say a few can. I think she's on her own with this one. She's, please YouTube her. So that's Evelyn Glennie. Amazing. Sports person Wilma Rudolph. I mean, she had polio as a child and wore a leg brace. So despite doctors saying she will never walk again, she went on to win 3 Olympic gold medals in track and field. Stephen Curry, the basketball player, told he was too small and weak for professional basketball. And in spite of this, he became one of the NBA's greatest shooters of all time. Stephen Hawking, diagnosed with motor neurone disease in his early 20s, he was told he had only a few years to live. Despite physical decline, he became one of the most influential physicists of modern times. Frida Kahlo suffered lifelong pain and disability after a bus accident, and in spite of this, she became one of the most iconic painters in history, and her art is infused with resilience. Stevie Wonder. I mean, he was born blind. In spite of this, he became one of the most iconic musicians in history also. Andrea Bocelli, he lost his sight completely at 12 too. Despite this, he went on to become a world-renowned tenor. Billie Holiday, another singer, endured poverty and abuse. And in spite of this, she transformed jazz with her voice and her absolute artistry. Writer George Orwell suffered from tuberculosis and poverty. Despite this, he wrote classics like 1984 and Animal Farm. Rosa Parks, she faced systemic racism and threats. Despite this, she sparked the civil rights movement by refusing to give up her seat. This is resilience. This is doing things in spite of and despite problems and facing trouble and hardship. Let's have a few songs in order just to think about this and take this in and process. We'll be right back. Three great songs there, and I hope they really gave you an uplift and hope you're feeling good. So, welcome back. We are talking about things that you do in spite or despite of things. So, whilst we're doing this, I think it's time for the Coffidence Challenge.
The one, the only Coffidence Challenge.
Okay, so here is the Coffidence Challenge for this week. So grab your coffee and grab your journal or the back of the envelope that we use quite often. Grab your pen, come and sit down and let's talk. So this week, we're going to write down five examples of times or situations where you overcame or succeeded in spite of something that could have knocked you or your confidence down. Five examples, because I know I could give more than five. And I know that you could too. But I want you to find the most important ones that you are actually proud of. And actually the ones that you forgot. The ones that are sitting in the back of your brain that you don't bring to the surface because you forget. And you forget to remind yourself of how incredible you are and what you have succumbed in order to succeed. Go for it. Here's a few more songs.
Drink. stronger, more than power, power, never, ever, after work is over, work it, make it, do it, makes us harder, better, faster, stronger.
I guess I'll know when I get there. Learning to fly around the clouds. What goes up must come down. Hardest thing. I'm learning to fly around the clouds. But what goes up must come down. I'm learning to fly. I'm learning.
Great songs there. Hope you were bouncing about whilst you were doing your confidence challenge. So every week I try to put some science behind my waffle, and this week we are going to look at the science behind resilience and perseverance. So every time you persist despite difficulty, your brain reorganizes and strengthens connections. That is, again, as we have heard about it before, called neuroplasticity. The habit of perseverance, like the confidence challenge exercises, physically make your brain more capable of coping with challenge. So the more you practice the in spite of, despite of, the easier it will become. So the resilience hormone effect is caused by stress and adversity. Okay, so moderate stress activates cortisol, which is your stress hormone, but overcoming challenges increases BDNF, which is the brain-derived neurotrophic factor. This strengthens your neural pathways. This improves learning and memory and problem solving. Essentially, you're making your brain more resilient, and it, basically, the more you persevere. So in simple terms, challenges can make you mentally tougher if you keep going. Perseverance isn't magic. It's brain chemistry. It's mindset and habit working all together. So every small act of despite, even sending a difficult email, making a phone call, finishing a practice, or getting out of bed on a bad day, is literally rewiring your brain for confidence and capability. So this science ties beautifully into your confidence theme. So tiny victories build neural proof that you can overcome anything. Think about that for a while.
I'm in love with you, but this ain't the honeymoon. Past the infatuation phase, right in the thick of love. At times we get sick of love. It seems like we argue every day. I know I misbehaved, and you've made your mistakes, and we both still got room left to grow. And though love sometimes hurts, I still put you first, and we'll make this thing work. But I think we should take it slow. We're just ordinary people. We don't know which way to go, 'cause we're ordinary people. Maybe we should take it slow. Take it slow, oh, oh. This time we'll take it slow. Take it slow, oh, oh. This time we'll take it slow. This ain't a movie, no. No fairy tale conclusion, y'all.
gets more confusing every day. Sometimes it's heaven sent, then we head back to hell again. We kiss, then we make up on the way. I hang up, you call, we rise and we fall, and we feel like just walking away. As our love advances, we take second chances. Though it's not a fantasy, I still want you to stay. We're just ordinary people. We don't know which way to go.
Yeah!
Oh, so that was Ordinary People and The Edge of Glory, because we are all just ordinary people, but my God, aren't we special? We have so much that we have done, we have achieved, and we need to kind of promote that more. And we are literally on the edge of glory before we actually take the first step in spite of whatever it is you're going through. So as we bring today's show and the Confidence Challenge to a close, pause for a moment and think about the challenges, the obstacles, or the doubts you have faced. Maybe today, maybe years ago, but now consider everything you've done despite these things that were difficult, and everything you continue to do in spite of them. You may be doing every day something that was a challenge way back. Think about that too. Because every small action, showing up, speaking your truth, finishing a task, or simply choosing to keep going is proof of your capability. Each step builds the neural pathways of resilience in your brain and strengthens your confidence and reminds you that challenges do not define you, but your choices and your actions do. And ladies and gentlemen, it is all about action. Thinking does nothing. Let's have the action. Remember, perseverance is not a single act. It's a series of tiny, courageous steps. It is the coffee you sip while making the decision to try, but the action of the phone call, even when you think it's going to be hard, the note that you write despite of the self-doubt, the action of it. These small moments accumulate, building a foundation of proof that you are not only capable, but you are unstoppable. In the science of your brain, in the heart of your effort, and in the story of your life, you are rewriting the narrative of what is possible. So hold your coffee, hold your courage, and hold this truth. Despite what has challenged you, and in spite of the obstacles in your way, you are capable, resilient, and worthy of every dream that you dare to pursue. Every sip, every step, every choice is a moment of victory. Celebrate it, own it, and carry it into the rest of your day and the rest of your life. This is your confidence moment. You've risen and you are rising, and you will continue to rise. Thank you for listening to me today, and I hope it's meant something to you. Please take a little look at our shows on South End City Radio and, you know, join in, listen to the music. It's an incredible, incredible station. So give it a try when you're doing your housework or whatever you're doing. And also all the shows that are on the website as well. Take a look at those. So please join me again next week at 11 o'clock on Sunday. And we will kick butt with confidence. Thank you so much for listening. And lastly, love yourself a little lots.
That I ever knew, but I don't care.